USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Officials in Alabama say an adult and 9 children are dead after 2 vehicles likely hydroplaned on drenched roads as a tropical storm swept across the southern U.S. on Saturday, causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says multiple people were also injured. 2 people were killed when they were hit by a tree in Tuscaloosa. 20 people were rescued from a sinking boat. As much as 12 inches of rain was reported along the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Saturday. Claudette has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but there are still flash flood watches in effect in several states. Congress has gone back and forth for months on the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure, those are proposals that I would not support.
This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.